When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, May 25th. No, April 25th,
May 2024. 25th.
I don't know. I'm just zooming ahead. By May 25th, we will have already have done roof sit.
Oh my gosh.
I getting ahead of us here.
Wow, you're just getting excited for roof sit,
yeah.
I think.
It's April 25th, 2024. Weather, thank goodness it's not roof sit weekend because this is weird.
Yeah.
We have a freeze warning in effect through 8 a.m. this morning. Low temperatures as low as 25. I know when I got up this morning, I don't know about the wind chill, but it was 30 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we're expecting to have sunny skies today with a high near 60. Southwest Michigan weather. And could see 81 degrees on Saturday. It is bonkers, yet not surprising all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of everything going on today.
Hey, same thing goes for the show. Because, first of all, we have this question.
What is something that you'll never get tired of doing?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. We'll be reading your answers beginning at 6:45. But also, Dog Day is coming up.
That's right. We've got your new best friend coming into the studio.
Yeah, an adorable little dog or cat will be in studio with the SPCA of Southwest Michigan. That's around 7:30. But we can't forget all of the winning today.
Mm.
So we like food.
Yeah, we do. And money.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Well, you know, money will buy all that food, too. Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day.
Yes.
So that's going to be happening sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. Just listen for that song. It's super easy to find that song.
Yeah, just head to WKFR.com and find the Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Listen up for it and then be the 13th caller to win.
Yeah, it's so easy. So good luck. The winner gets a $50 gift card to Qdoba. And as a person that's been eating just so much Qdoba over the last 2 weeks...
Mm-hmm.
It's my new addiction, and that is no exaggeration.
It's so good.
And just mention money. No big deal.
I don't ever forget that we've got $30,000 for someone to win. 30 grand in your hand. That's coming up at 8 a.m. powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant in Battle Creek.
Life-changing money. Maybe this is going to be a down payment on a house. Maybe a car.
That's going to be awesome.
Maybe you're going to get a pool put in the backyard.
Oh, yes. I love that
grand,
idea.
Man. All right, so 30 grand in your hand, 8 a.m. But for now, we just got to get the show started.
Yes.
It's early in the morning. Everybody, let's do our stretches.
Yes.
And let's do this thing.
Let's go. 103.3
WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
Yum. We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, Dana and Jess here with this question.
What is something that you'll never get tired of doing?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. But let's start with you, Jess.
Chilling on my couch. I don't get tired of that. I really enjoy that. I got a little blankie.
I used to say all the time, people were like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, probably watching something on TV and chill on the couch.
I like it.
And they always thought that something was wrong with me. I'm like, it's great over here in my PJs.
Yes. Well, it takes a long time to get to the couch, I feel like. So once I'm there, I'm just I really love this moment, right?
If you want to do something with me, catch me before the shoes come off. Otherwise, this is not happening.
Right.
What is something that you'll never get tired of doing? Both Angela and Dawn, I completely understand this. They said taking naps.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I love me a good nap.
Yep. Valerie says visiting our daughter and hugging our very, very old dog.
Oh, hug that doggy for us.
Yeah.
Melissa says gardening, going to the plant store and slapping a bag of soil. You bag slappers are out of control.
Yes.
That's become like a TikTok trend.
People are
even slapping meat at the deli.
Oh, no.
I mean, no, it's packaged.
I'm not doing
that. But still, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. The soil.
Especially in front of a stranger. You just walk up,
give
them eye contact, and like, what?
Just a little bit awkward. Deborah says fishing, reading, taking my nieces and nephews for the summer.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
I remember being a teen, and this is before I moved up to Michigan. I was living in Alabama, of all places, when I was like 12. Mm. So I guess preteen.
Yeah.
And I would come up to Decatur, Michigan, and stay the summer with my grandma. I love that. Aww. Then ended up, you know, moving to Decatur for the rest of my life. But I love that whole thing where you have a family member that just, you get to escape your family for a summer.
Yes.
So cool. Amanda says, cheering on the K-Wings. Let's go, K-Wings. Get that W. I forgot to double check to see if the K-Wings won last night.
Yeah,
so,
we'll have to look into that. I don't know.
Let's do real-time Googling.
Okay,
How quickly can we figure it out?
I think you're a little bit faster at that.
I'm using the wrong keyboard. Too many keyboards.
Hang on.
It's a contest. Let's see who can do the fastest. Live radio at its finest.
Final. Oh.
Did you find it?
It says... they lost.
Oh, no!
They lost. 6-2 walleye.
And congratulations on beating me at Googling.
You did it!
I do what I can
at
over
least,
here.
At least there's that victory.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question. Silly little question.
103.3 KFR, it's Dana and Jess, and we have this question.
What is something that you'll never get tired of doing?
Give us your answer right now by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. For me, it's simple. Anybody that's close to me knows it. Being a Disney princess. Let me explain.
Disney princess, though.
People will sometimes think it's that I'm lying, or that if someone's talking about this situation with me, that it's a lie. Uh-huh. But I have photographic proof almost every time it happens. And that is, animals approach me, wild animals.
This
is a
fact. It
could be anything from like, I've had birds fly to me and then they won't let me go like I'm mom. Birds.
You've had a fox follow you to work. A fox.
A fox walked all the way from my house with me all the way to the radio station. When we got to the parking lot, it kind of sped up a little bit. I was like, oh, he's going to run out into the field. No, that fox walked to the employee entrance of the building and waited for me. And then I was like, I love animals, but this is how this becomes like a Dateline story.
I'm just
going to wait it out. So I had to wait for him to get away from the door. I think the fox was friendly, but I don't know. So it's weird that it knew that's where I was, like it's been watching me.
Yeah, that is weird. But it also weird was the other day you were making friends with a blind skunk.
Oh, yeah. That was about a week or two ago. There was a blind skunk, which I think is a mom and has a litter nearby. And it was blind, so it kept running up and bumping its nose on my shoes. It was so cute.
See, I can't.
And it was snobby. It wouldn't take a dog treat or any of my Taco Bell. I was like, dude.
It hung out with you.
If you're hunting, looking for food.
Yeah.
It literally smelled what I had to offer and did like a face. Like, I'll bring crab legs next week.
Right. Sorry.
But yeah, I am a Disney princess. Wild animals approach me all the time. It's bizarre and I love it. Carrie says, watching my kids play sports is something that she never gets tired of.
I like that. That's cute. Lisa says, eating delicious food.
Lisa, I've been eating my whole life. I couldn't agree more. Michelle and Gretchen both said reading.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm not a reader.
Yeah. Same. Maya says, my job, which is super surprising.
I can agree with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. This job that I do here has its stressful moments. It can be tiring sometimes because I get up early, but I love my job.
Yes.
Like after a vacation, I can't wait to get back.
It's just most people don't say that.
Right. That's
you
true.
You know?
Rhonda says, can't do it anymore because it's illegal, but slapping stupid people. Well, Rhonda, you said anymore, but
anymore.
It's always been illegal to slap people. You can't do
just in case
there's never
you didn't
been
know
a
that.
Time. It's like, I want to go back to the 80s, but I could, you still couldn't do a thing.
No.
But we all want to go back to the 80s and wear terrible clothes.
Yeah. And you could have gotten away with probably more.
Less social media to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So what is something you'll never get tired of doing? Let us know by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Dog Days. On 103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Katie Timber from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan in studio with us right now for Dog Days. Check us out on the KFR Facebook page. And as you do that, you can see the camera view of Fernando.
Yes, this is Fernando.
He was like, why are you guys yelling?
He is so cute. He's a really nervous dog.
Okay, yeah, you can tell. Yeah, he's like, just like, whoa, wait a second. But he's got his little paw. Like, he just had it up earlier, like, give me five.
So
he's so inviting. I don't know.
He is.
Yeah.
And he wants to be loved. We had a traumatic event on the way here. My truck stalled out in the roundabout.
Wow.
Oh, dear, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, Fernando, get in the crate. Stop running. We were freaking out together. And he's a good dog to do that with.
Yo, that's good. So, Fernando is a little, I'm assuming, Chihuahua mix of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like Chihuahua, potentially Minpin.
Yeah, I'm seeing something else and I can't figure it out. I definitely see the Chihuahua, but however, as a previous human that belonged to a Chihuahua, I have to say my Chihuahua back in the day never had a quiet moment.
Yeah, that's what I
you know,
not
I can see him opening up.
Okay, because this dog is so chill and quiet.
Well, he's in fact, not trusting anything.
Oh, okay.
Letting my old Chihuahua out to use the bathroom during the fall because every leaf could have been a critter. Every time a leaf blew by, it was gone. I'm like, come back. And I'm seeing this little, oh, I'm sorry. Did I disturb?
So yeah.
Just now, Fernando looked at me like, why did you just bark at
That's
me?
That's what
dude?
I mean. Like, why are you guys so loud in there?
Fernando's like, it's not that type of party, man. We are chill right up in
I know.
Here.
He's looking at me like that, too. Like,
so I'm assuming Fernando is available for adoption right meow?
Right meow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This do you think this would be a good dog for a family?
So, yes. If your kids have been around animals.
Hmm. We can put it to the test. Our boss's daughters are here.
Yeah.
So.
But like little kids. Like Frankie did a good job because she gets in timeout, you know. And she's like too aggressive. And she's been in timeout a lot. So. It's also her birthday this week, by the way.
Oh, birthday week awesome. For little Frankie.
But. So at first I didn't even let him out of the carrier. I'm like, you need to introduce yourself. And she's like, he's a little baby. But, you know, he did well. It's just if you come on too strong, you know, that could be a little traumatic for him.
I have found, though, a lot of dogs, especially if they spend a little bit of time in a kennel, they're used to, like, a lot of loud sounds in the kennel echoing. And I feel like loud and abrupt is just something that startles them and puts them inward. But then once, you know, you've gotten to know the dog, that changes. And I don't think that's a breed thing. I just think there's a transition between shelter and home, no matter how good the shelter is. Do you agree with that?
Totally.
Because I look at like Billie Holiday, the dog I have now, when she first came in, she was just so, like if you move too fast, she would get low.
Aw,
that's so sad.
And you know how pitties have a bad reputation. She just wants to be loved and she's afraid she's so of everything, lovely. But everybody's afraid of her.
Yeah.
Once I got her home though, oh my God, it was all cuddles and kisses from that point on.
She's a sweetheart.
I can see Fernando being like that too. Yep. You know, once he warms up.
Well, so if someone wants to adopt this adorable dog, how can they do so?
So come on out, 6955 West Kale. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 7 and Saturday from 11 to 4. Go to our website. We are starting Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelters just to save as many animals as possible and help you with those rising vet costs.
Right.
So $25 adoption fees starting in May.
That's amazing.
It is.
So if you're on the fence, maybe that will get you over the fence and this will help out a bunch of animals. So as always, thank you so much for coming in. But let's give all the info one more time because you need donations.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You need volunteers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, adoptions and fostering. So how can they get in touch with you?
So go to our website. You can just stop on out and visit 6955 West Kale. And adoptions are drastically down. I think people with the uncertainty with the election, with the economy and inflation, I mean, people are pulling their purse strings back. And we get that. But it's challenging because these animals become more and more expensive because the veterinary field is gone up in pricing. So if you are interested in making a donation, that would be lovely.
Help
save
please.
A life. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you, as always, for coming in. We're going to go cuddle a dog now.
Yes.
Bye.
Love you.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR with Dana and Jess in this question.
What is something that you'll never get tired of doing?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app.
Stacy says, listening to music, hashtag music is life.
Agreed. There is no better motivator. I'll have projects to do around the house. Yeah. The music instantly comes on.
Yes.
The work around my house does not begin until the music does.
I ever have to turn on the music just to do the dishes. Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, there's nothing will get done with me personally.
Yeah.
Amber says, video games.
Okay.
They're like therapy for the soul, hanging with my best friend, and aww, she also says golf.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. A lot of people look at video games as being just like unproductive, but sometimes you need those unproductive things.
I agree.
That are still somehow goal-oriented, like a video game.
Yeah.
To get your mind away from the stressful activities of life.
Yep.
So I totally get that.
Yes. Tanya says, spending time with family and friends.
Nice. Kathy says, laughing with friends, best therapy ever.
Oh my gosh, so true. Sarah says, laughing with my awesome kiddo. There is something special about that. It's like a little version of yourself. You guys kind of have like the same...
100%. But as they become teens, it's a little more challenging to connect with them and to make them laugh.
Yeah.
So...
So when you do...
Let me tell you. And to this day, my kid being, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, 21. He's graduating college next Friday.
No.
Yes.
Already.
It's bizarre.
Wow.
Still to this day, but especially starting from around 15, he became my toughest critic to the point
yes.
to where if I feel like if I can make my son laugh, that's the biggest victory.
It really
is. It doesn't matter who else I can make laugh. If I can make Zach laugh, I am the winner.
I agree.
He's been a tough cookie.
Yep.
All right, so listen, keep those answers coming in. What is something that you'll never get tired of doing? Tap that chat button on the KFR app, or just tap that chat button to say hi and stuff.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with
Have a Seat
on 103.3 KFR.
Owen Wilson recently turned down a $12 million Woo. Offer to star in a film that portrays O.J. Simpson as innocent. The movie is titled The Juice. Owen says, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me.
When you read that quote, all I could do is hear Owen Wilson's voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could do the proper impression. You've got to
yeah.
be kidding me.
Yeah.
I can't, but
yeah.
I can't. Owen, you're just so adorable, and I don't know why.
Uh-uh.
I just can't stay mad at you.
Uh-uh.
Especially because this was a good choice.
Yes.
I mean, you don't need the $12 million. That was a good choice. You're crazier than a road lizard. Have a seat, Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I actually heard it in this, like, hell no stern voice, which is so off-brand, but that makes me love him even more. So have a seat if you want to, because you definitely did the right thing, Owen.
Wow. I really, wow. You know what? I think Owen Wilson will be my new frustration. I've been trying to do an impression of Christopher Walken for a decade.
Yeah.
I can only say Foo Fighters. That's it.
That's great. That's
I can't
good.
Say anything else. Now I'm just going to work on, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
I think you got it.
It's going to take some work. Thanks, Owen.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and I'm so excited. Dramatic music.
I'm a little nervous here.
It's time for me to tell you something you probably already heard. I'm getting solar. I'm so freaking excited.
Yes.
Yay. All right. So enough of the dramatic music. So the reason why I bring this up, so I've teamed up with Novaterra Energy. You can check them out at NovaterraEnergy.com. You might have heard some commercials with me on them because it's legit. I'm getting solar. This is something I've wanted my entire freaking life.
Yeah.
And I never thought it would be possible because it's kind of complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And the laws around getting solar can be confusing. I don't know. A lot of people don't realize this. In the state of Michigan, you have to have an agreement between your solar company and your electric company.
Okay.
There's a whole thing that has to happen.
Did not know that.
Yeah, there's a lot involved I didn't know. And I didn't know it's become far more affordable. It used to be, you know, priced in a way where I was like, well, that's not ever going to happen for me.
Right, yeah.
But all of a sudden, I think I'm about 2 weeks away from installation.
Very exciting.
I get to monitor how much electricity my roof is generating for my house with an app on my phone.
Yeah.
The whole thing is so freaking exciting.
Cool.
I can't wait. And they did the math and showed that over the lifetime of the solar panels, I'm going to save something like $41,000.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That is incredible.
So I basically want to do it because it's good for the planet. It feels like the right thing to do. Yeah. I want to do that. But also, oh, yeah, I'm going to save a ton of money.
Yes.
It's an investment, so I'm saving some money. So I just wanted to brag.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to turn my mic on, and I wanted to brag that I'm finally getting solar. So I'm going to walk everybody through the process as this goes. I'll put some videos up on the KFR TikTok. Maybe I'll put some videos up on the KFR YouTube as well, just to show the whole process. I'm even going to film while they're installing the whole thing.
That's really cool.
I'm so
looking forward to following that because I don't really know a lot about solar. So
a lot of things that I've learned, like my mom lives in Florida and she was all like, oh, I should get solar down here since, you know, it's so much hotter. And it turns out that your solar panels generate more power when it's like mild.
Okay.
So yeah, you need
that
sunlight.
Yeah.
But when it's like 90, 100 degrees, it generates less power.
That is interesting.
So people may think, well, Michigan solar power doesn't make sense. That's the opposite. You're completely wrong about
that. See, had no idea.
Yeah. So super excited. So you can follow us on the KFR TikTok. Also, if you want to get more info, you can go to novaterraenergy.com. But yeah, that's my, I guess, it's not really a humble brag. It's just a brag.
Yes.
I'm so excited about my solar. So that's happening.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page. Interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook friend of the day, like
Irma Andrade Sprague.
That is a long name.
Yes.
All right, so did you know Waldo Stadium used to be a pond? That is the headline of the article that Irma had this comment for.
It still is after a big rain.
Yeah, that area tends to hold water, that whole area. Well, Irma, that was hilarious, and that's why you go.
You get this. Nothing. Good day, sir.
Apologies. Yeah. We just don't have a prize for this, but thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being a part of the show. Irma, you are today's KFR Facebook friend of the day. Dana and Justin in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials.
On 103.3 KFR.
It's the birthday banger.
On 103.3 KFR. Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Tommy in Galesburg. He turned 16 on July 1st, 1989. That makes Tommy's birthday banger, Baby Don't Forget My Number by Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that they weren't the actual singers, the guys that we saw. But I still love this album.
My aunt had the cassette tape, and we used to listen to it.
I don't mean to outdo your aunt, but I had both this cassette tape and the Milli Vanilli remix album cassette. Yeah, that's a thing.
Wow. She saw them in concert, too, Fancy. By the way.
Yeah, they toured with Paula Abdul back in the day. It was a big tour. She saw them, but she didn't hear them.
Didn't.
Contestant number two is Noah in Kalamazoo. Noah turned 16 on February 21st of 2016. That makes Noah's birthday banger Pillow Talk by Zane.
Yes.
These young whippersnappers out here.
Mm. I love this song, but
I mean, even Milli Vanilli would beat this as far as a birthday banger goes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, this is actually a really amazing song from a former One Direction member.
Yeah.
It's not Harry Styles.
Right. Love it, though.
All right, let's see what else we have.
We've got contestant number 3, Julie in Matawan, turned 16 on October 27th, 2008. And that makes Julie's birthday banger, Womanizer by Britney Spears.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Yep.
I mean, come on. This is the second Britney birthday banger this week.
Yeah, that's right.
We had another one, which I can't remember the title, like 2 days ago.
Oh, because it was one that we forgot about.
Yeah.
Or, like, I forgot about it.
It was one of her giant hits, but it was still number one.
Yeah.
Well, Julie Matawan, congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Yay! And the crowd goes wild. Mm. But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety for you right now.
Womanizer by Britney.
103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here, but it's time for us to go.
That's right. Tomorrow is the final day for 30 grand in your hand.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
So we have a code coming up for you just after 10 a.m. and a code each hour up to 5 p.m. today. And then you have from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Final day. Play every hour if you can to make your chances greater and get that money.
That's right. It's super easy.
Oh, $30,000 freaking dollars. Good luck, everyone. 30 grand in your hand. Powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant, Battle Creek.
Also super easy. Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Right?
It's what a delicious contest, pun intended. All you do is go to WKFR.com, click the Qdoba button. You're going to find the whole list of songs of the days. That way you're going to know when the song is going to play and what song you're listening for so you can be the 13th caller and win $50 worth of Qdoba. But also, while you're on that webpage, click a couple of buttons to register to win $1,000 worth of Qdoba.
That would last us, like, maybe a week.
The portions are so big, too.
But considering how much that you and I have both eaten at Qdoba recent times.
I get these burrito bowls, and they're ginormous. It's two meals for me, and
yes.
I'm an eater.
Yeah.
So $1,000 worth of that, that's going to last a minute. Okay, so coming up on the show tomorrow, Friday Dance Party!
Looking forward to it!
But for now, we're going to leave, so have a great day, everybody. And please, be nice to people.
If you miss Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be steamed, breaded, deep-fried, baked, pan-seared, sprinkled with powdered sugar, and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.